Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, welcome to Roots Music Southern Style. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's premier cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Tonight's program is a momentous occasion because it marks the beginning of Red Barn Radio's third decade of producing this weekly broadcast of uniquely American music. Rooted in the southern United States, Red Barn Radio is and always has been staged in Lexington, a city in the heart of Kentucky, a state with its own rich musical history. Red Barn Radio has produced nearly 750 programs since we started in 2002. Great music, yes. Talent, yes, but so much more. We urge our guests to make the joyful music noise to their heart's content, but we also give them time to tell us about themselves, not just about their latest CD, who they've opened for, and where they're playing next, but instead about where the music comes from, how place and family factors into the sounds they've chosen, about how they've written and played themselves through the best and worst of times. This is Red Barn Radio, and how we do what we do. Tonight, on this beginning night of our 20th season, we tip our hats to, first, Red Barn Radio founder and producer, Mr. Ed Commons. Ed's vision and collaborative spirit has allowed this program to grow and flourish through changing times. He's a great leader, a great educator, a terrific mentor. We also nod to our great staff, Mr. Matt Flores, who co-produces the show, who is master of all things sound. John Burke, recently promoted to floor manager with the departure of longtime friend Adam Schrodinger. We nod to Kate Heinonen, who assists with all manner of Red Barn matters, from social media to video production. And finally, Eric Daher, who is instrumental in helping us leap confidently over the technical hurdles, which are just a part of this game. Now, before we introduce some very special performers, we have an honorable guest this evening to help us launch this 20th broadcast season. Folks, welcome Amy Sweetall, President and CEO of LexArts. Hey, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you inviting me to be here. We are just so honored and excited about the Red Barn Radio 20th season. What a huge milestone for our city, our arts sector, our country, and our world to have this treasure right here in Lexington, Kentucky. LexArts has been around now almost 50 years, so we as well are celebrating a really huge milestone and celebration. Enjoy. I love this season. I love to be here. I hope that everyone will enjoy this as much as I do every week, getting able to see Red Barn Radio.
Thanks so much, Amy. I, too, am thrilled to be part of the milestone tonight's program represents. I'm Brad Becker. I've hosted and co-produced Red Barn Radio for 18 years, or 600 and some weekly shows. Tonight, we welcome you to show number 746, John.
Woo!
Yeah. And our first guest for season 20 and another reason to celebrate is Johnson City, Tennessee-based band Bill and the Bells. Welcome Bill and the Bells to the Red Barn stage. Our guests for this first show of season 20 are some musicians we have really been looking forward to meeting for months. This East Tennessee-based group plays a wonderful mix of old-time bluegrass and swing, primarily focused on the sounds of American music in the period prior to World War II. Chris Trulson, the Bill of the Bells, was raised in the mountains of Colorado and rambled from state to state before finding his home in the South, where he studied music at ETSU, East Tennessee State. He hosts the newly revived Farm and Fun Time program, a terrific hearkening back to the days of classic live radio featuring today's top traditional country, bluegrass, and old-time artists. Staged in Bristol, Virginia, the birthplace of country music, Farm and Fun Time is viewed by millions throughout the South. Chris is joined by two outstanding players. Kalia Yeagle grew up in Alaska. She plays fiddle. After high school, she moved to Poughkeepsie, New York to attend Vassar College and then to Johnson City, Tennessee to attend East Tennessee State University, where she immersed herself in old-time music and now teaches old-time music. Singer and multi-instrumentalist Aiden Van Sudendale, banjo, vocal, and ukulele. She grew up in a musical family in South Florida, was an English major at Denison University in Granville, Ohio, and later moved to Nashville, where she lives today. Aiden is the newest member of Bill and the Bells and brings her many talents to this terrific trio of players. Get ready for a show to remember, folks. We got Bill and the Bells on the Red Barn stage.
Walking in the sunshine, singing sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time you had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. La 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 dee yo. Whether the weather be rain or snow, pretending can make it real. Snowy winter, grass in grassy fields. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time you had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song.
Are thrilled to have with us this evening Bill and the Bells. They have received accolades from Rolling Stone and IBMA. They've toured extensively in and out of the U.S. They teach. Happy Again is their latest CD. Happy Again marks a new chapter for the group by featuring 11 all original songs penned by founding member Chris Trulson. Chris, your songs sort of hit me the way that Loudon Wainwright tunes hit me. It's like I've never found sadder songs funnier.
That's a nice comparison. I appreciate that. Loudon is awesome.
It sounds like your life became a little chaotic, relatively void of joy, and you decided that naming some of your chaos in your songs was a way to sort of get over that hump.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I mean, we all have ups, we all have downs. And
indeed.
Songwriting's an amazing cathartic thing to do. I feel amazingly grateful that I can get my thoughts down on paper and turn them into something other than like terrible dark cloud thoughts. It's a wonderful gift. With this record in particular, I was going through a lot of hardships at the time. It made touring hard. It made music hard and difficult. It was a big struggle. But like as I was kind of working through some of the stuff I was going through, this creative outpouring of energy and music, and as I was doing that, things sort of brightened up and was really happy to get it out of my system. And I think I did it, hopefully, I did it in a way that people can relate with, but also find joy in some of that darkness and some and kind of poking fun at it. Because, I mean, life doesn't have to be that serious. I have a tendency to think that it's way too serious all the time. So I think sometimes my songwriting combats that a little bit.
Who helped you put this record together?
Teddy Thompson is the fella who produced the record. He's got a lot of ties with the Wainwrights.
Well, his dad, right?
Yeah.
His dad, and
Richard Thompson, right. Teddy helped us with the production of the record and really helped us to hone in on kind of some of the new directions that we were going in as a band. You know, we started out with the foundation of string band music, and that's really what we love and where we started as a band, but we've been trying to venture out into new directions to sort of carry on traditions and sort of morph and shape traditions a little bit. And so he helped us with harnessing kind of some of those like 60s pop vibes and stuff. And a lot of the backup vocals that we do that Kalia and I arrange, it really have that sort of feel to them a little bit. And he really helped us with this idea of how do we make it sound kind of an homage to that, but uniquely our own.
I used to be gay. The sun used to shine down upon me each day. Now I am lonesome, lost in the days, and she's gone. She's gone away. I used to walk tall, I had a skip in my step. Now I am drowning in a sea of regret. Lost all ambition the day that you left. I wish we never met. I ain't got no sweetheart. No friends. You cracked a smile since I don't know when with the kind of shape I'm in. Doubt I'll ever be happy again. Oh no, I'll never be happy again. Oh no. Fixing this hole in my shoe. My dog ran away, got them doggone blues. What am I supposed to do? I ain't got no recall, I ain't got no friends. Been cracked a smile since I don't know when with the kind of shape I'm in. Doubt I'll ever be happy again. Oh no, I'll never be happy again.
How about the vocal arranging? How does that play out? Kalia, I somewhere got the impression that you like to have your hands heavy in the vocal arrangement.
Kind of my greatest joy in working with this band, I think, is all the vocal work that we do. And that's a big part of how this band came to exist in the first place, as we were just really relishing the feeling of singing in three-part harmony and wanted to give ourselves more room to explore that, especially as it applied to kind of the early world of country music. So yeah, I love having my hands in that part of the process. We all definitely have ideas and have continued to explore over the years about what sounds to use and ways to use our voices and how to, like Chris was saying, remain like in paying homage to that early world of country and early American pop music while exploring some of the more playful and punchy vocal styles that come from especially the 60s.
Yeah. I really like what's said on the website, which is that it says Bill and the Bells have always been interested in exploring the sounds between rural and urban music, between vaudeville and down-home roots. Do you like the nasty of the city and the sort of quaint and campy of the rural and seeing how those bounce off of each other?
Exactly.
Is that sort of what this is about?
Totally. Yeah. And that's remained true, I think, throughout this band's history and is still true very much. It's interesting because that same description could apply to our earliest material as well, which was very much rooted in, like you said, kind of the pre-war repertoire, early pop music. But at that time, I think we were especially invested in this idea of reminding people just how diverse country music used to be in sounds. You know, it used to encapsulate all of those sounds because record companies back in the day, right, who were trying to sell records, were capturing sounds of the South. All of this repertoire from the cities was making its way into the mountains, and the music of the mountains was making its way into the cities and all across the nation. So it was this just churning, exciting time in music history. Originally, we were really taking a stab at capturing that idea, and I think we've just carried that idea of the mixing and the churning and the exploration up to what we're doing now, which is almost entirely original music.
Sunshine, my happiness too.
Happiness.
Take my pride, take my money, Lord. I'd give it all to you. You can keep on telling lies, but we both know the truth. Honey, I got news for you. Yes, I do. My future's getting brighter every minute of the day. By tomorrow, I'll be gone and I'll be happy on my way. Funny how quickly your memory fades. Give me back my yesterday.
Could you tell us how it is that you arrived at this name, that the band name, given that, Chris, your name isn't Bill, and
yeah.
I don't know any women who like to be called Bells?
Yeah, that's a good point. The name sort of happened kind of on a whim where, you know, listening to all these old records and listening to a lot of obscure cuts from the 20s and stuff, we wanted to sort of pay tribute to our region and, like, the Tri-Cities specifically, where we live in East Tennessee. And there was this record that was incorporated on the Harry Smith folk anthology, which you might know, that really helped to set the folk revival going. But a Bill and Belle Reed record, The Old Lady and the Devil, which is just like a pretty great old classic song. And they were from Johnson City. So we thought, Bill and the Bells. It's a nice play on kind of the old weird America that people used to talk about, with the obscurity of kind of folk musicians of that time that actually recorded just a few commercial recordings. And many of them are amazing, amazing records.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from. And now I answer to Bill. And, yeah, we all answer the bill. Our heads will turn. So, yeah, we really dug a hole for that one.
Waiting down at the station, just just about a quarter to five. Wondering if the bus will ever make it. How come it never seemed to run on time? I'm tired of this old city. I'm so tired, I'm losing my mind. As soon as he takes my ticket, Lord, I'm gonna leave it all behind. That'll be just fine by me, I mean. Sweet mama, I'm gone, yes, I'm traveling on. That'll be just fine by me. That'll be just fine by me, I mean. One thing's for sure, you'll never see me no more. That'll be just fine by me. Ever posing to the station, doubt you'll ever see me again. That'll be just fine by me, I mean. Sweet mama, I'm gone, yes, I'm traveling on. That'll be just fine by me. That'll be just fine by me. One thing's for sure, you'll never see me no more. That'll be just fine by me.
And we'll play you a rip-roaring fiddle tune here. We've got Kalia Yagle here on the fiddle, one of the best fiddlers I know of. We're so happy to not only be playing with her, but just to know her and to have her in the band is incredible. You've already heard her playing, and she's going to rip into one here in a minute. First, give her another round of applause.
Back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.